Good afternoon, Bez Hashem. For the kids of Shulchan Aruch Yoimi, for the 11th of Cheshvan, we continue Simen Yud. We're up to Sif Yud Gimel. We talk about the halachas of tefillin. Yesterday, we spoke about the halachas of being a righty or being a lefty, how to identify whether you're a righty or a lefty. A lot of halachas, tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel reish. Now we get into a little bit more of the nitty-gritty of the halachas of tefillin. Very, very interesting. Sif Yud Gimel. We're on page 137 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of the Art Scroll. Shir Roichev Aretzuis, the minimum measurement of the width of the tefillin straps. You have your tefillin straps. Bein shel roish, bein shel yad. Whether it's the straps of your head tefillin or your arm tefillin, leipachas me'orech sa'ira, is not less than the length of a barley kernel. So they must be wider than the length of a barley kernel. And note number 77, it says over there, it's somewhere between 0.4 and 0.44 of an inch, a little less than half of an inch. So that is actually quite thin regarding how wide the tefillin have to be. B'shir archan, the minimum measure of their length is as follows. Shal roish, the length of the straps for your shal roish that hang out in front of you, miyaminu mismal, both the right and the left straps, ad hatabur, should reach until the navel, right at what we would call the belly button. Oylamali menamata, even a little bit above that. B'yeshem, some say the shal tzad yamin, that the right one, tagia ad hamila, should reach until the bris mila area. That's according to Shemush Rabbah, v'cheinoch l'hachmer l'chatchila, and it's preferable to do that, the right one should be longer than the left one. Vishel yad, the straps of the tefillin shel yad, kidei shehatka, doesn't have to be long enough that you can wrap them around your arm. V'yasabah sheva krichas al zorya, and be able to wrap it around your arm seven times. V'shalish krichas al etzman, three times around your finger. V'yachaska, and to fasten, meaning to tighten it after you put it all in those places to be able to tighten it. And if it's long enough to be able to do that, whether a person has a long arm, a thick arm, very muscular, very thin, in any case, whatever length is necessary is good enough for the arm to fill in. So if the strap got severed and is now shorter than it was supposed to be, the person should ask a Rav about what is the proper length that it has to be. And if it's not that length, the person would have to replace it. So very important to know the width. It happens very, very often, whether it's because of the way that people tie their tefillin straps, or it's because of the way that people end up wearing their tefillin. Tefillin can get stretched, and by getting stretched, they get thinner, and a person has to be careful that they at least maintain a certain thickness. Very, very, very common, perhaps he's going to talk about this, is the thickness by a person's tefillin shel yad right by the area where you tighten it. That can get very, very thin. You have to be careful about that. See if you're dalad yizar, a person should take care sheyor etzuis bitzad hashachar lechutz, that the black side of the tefillin straps should face outward. Ve'im era loyan, if it cases to happen, shenefchar etzuis shasav roishe aysav zroya, that the strap around the person's head or the arm twisted around, it's not a level of so that the white side is facing outward. Yes, ane, you should fast, or yifteh bitzdak, or you should redeem it with charity. So you have to be very specific here. We're talking about the strap that goes around your head, not the strap that's hanging around in front of you. If that turns to the white side, that is not a problem in the slightest. It should certainly be on the black side, but a person would not have to fast. Or also if the strap around one's arm, but not the extra part, if a person gets flipped around, the strap over there, that once again would not be a problem. The chain likewise. If chas b'shalom, a person's tefillin fell to the floor, when they were not in their cases, the sons of the person should fast, but if they fell while they're still in their case, the sons of the person does not have to fast, but you still have to give tzedakah in that case. And that happens, unfortunately, it does happen. A person might drop their tefillin, and they have to know, if I dropped it without the box, then I have to fast. If I drop it with the box, I give tzedakah. Chas b'shalom, nobody should ever drop it. Sif Tess Vav. The blessings that one recites on the tefillin remain in effect until the fulfillment of the mitzvah is interrupted. One application of this halacha is discussed in this sif. So again, if you're still wearing your tefillin, that bracha stays. Now, what about if a person has to take off their tefillin? Now, we're going to talk about that right now. Im heser is a tefillin. If a person removed his tefillin, because he had to go to the bathroom, when he puts them back on, he has to make a new bracha on them. And that is, you should know, it's a big machlekes in the Paiskim. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that you must make a new bracha when you come back. I spoke to Rabbi David Kohn about this. Of course, you have to make a new bracha when you come back. A person is in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma, meaning that he's from the first bracha after Baruch Hu and on, where he cannot he cannot interrupt then to make a bracha on his tefillin. And he went to the bathroom and now he put on his tefillin again. So what should he do? He should put on his tefillin, but without saying the brachas. And after Shmona Esrei, where he is now allowed to make a bracha, he should touch them or move them around and make the bracha on them. So again, if a person needs to go to the bathroom, when he's wearing his tefillin, he takes off his tefillin. When he comes back, he makes a new bracha. If he's at a certain point in davening, we cannot make a bracha. He waits until after that point in davening ends, touches the tefillin a little, moves it around, and then makes a bracha. Sif Tes Zion calls mancha tefillin olav so long as the tefillin are on a person. Lo yasiach da'itim hen klal. Earlier we said, of course, you cannot talk while you're wearing your tefillin, anything that's mundane. But now he's saying, lo yasiach da'itim hen klal. He must not divert his mind from them at all. Except for when he's saying Shmoneh Esrei, the Talmud Torah, or when he's learning. But otherwise, we should be thinking about your tefillin all the time. Also, lechel b'hem sudas keva. It's forbidden to eat a meal while wearing your tefillin. Aval achilas arai muter lechel b'hem. But you could snack while wearing tefillin. V'lishayin, regarding sleep, and afilu shinas arai also b'hem. A person does not even take a short nap, can't even nod off while wearing his tefillin. My wonderful Talmud, Chashav Yidr, B'yasa Baturov, has something that Chaim Avadi writes about it. Is in the Yalkut Yosef, Yitzchak Yosef actually writes over there, perhaps a leniency as it relates to a person napping in tefillin, or at least putting his head down in his tefillin. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says a person must be very, very exceptionally careful not to do that. Sif Yud Zayin. Chayav Adam L'mashmish B'tefillin. A person is obligated to touch his tefillin b'chol shavish shosh nizker b'hem. Every time he remembers his tefillin. Again, if he has thought about something else in the meantime, and he remembers, oh, touch his tefillin quick. Sh'al Yedei Zeh, because by doing that, a person would never come to divert his attention from them, constantly touching his tefillin. When you do touch it, you should touch your tefillin shal yad first. And only afterwards, the tefillin shal reish, meaning yafa, to find custom, to touch them. When you mention tefillin during kriyishma, right? You say, ukshartim lo'izal yadecha, v'ayulu tetevez be'inecha, kishayimer, oh, says right there, ukshartim lo'izal yadecha, mimashmish shal yad b'noishik. You touch the tefillin shal yad and kiss your hand. Ukshayimer, v'ayulu tetevez be'inecha, and you say that part which refers to tefillin shal reish, mimashmish shal reish b'noishik. You touch the tefillin on your head and you kiss your hand when you say that. Sif yud ches. Some people touch both and then kiss their hand, but he's saying first touch one, then kiss your hand, then touch the next and kiss your hand. Sif yud ches. Malim de kodesh vele meriden. With regard to matters of holiness, we only go up and we never go down. This means, in this context, that an object used in a mitzvah at one level of holiness cannot be used for a mitzvah of a lower level, but it can be used for a mitzvah of a higher level. How does that pertain to our halacha? Tefillin shel reish, kedushas gedel mishel yad. Tefillin shel reish, the tefillin of your head, have a higher level of holiness than the tefillin of your arm. Lefi sheyesh ba'arba batim, because it has four compartments in your tefillin shel reish, which contain all those psukim that are relevant to the mitzvah tefillin. V'gam hashin, aside for having the four houses in that tefillin, it also has a shin of Hashem's name written on it. V'lachin, therefore, ritzuah shahayisa b'sharayish. If a person had a strap that was in his tefillin shalayish, also l'asayis shalayat, he cannot now move it to his tefillin shalayat, because that would be lowering its status of holiness. Avlami shalayat, but if a person wants to take the strap of his tefillin shalayat, mutar l'asayis shalayish, a person would be allowed to move it to his tefillin shalayish, because now he's elevating it in a level of holiness. Of course, nowadays, it's almost totally unheard of for a person to move their straps from one to the next. The chain, the halacha also applies with tzuah shel yad regarding the strap at tefillin shel yad shenifzak lemala etzel hakesher, that became torn above near the yud of a person's tefillin shel yad v'roitzel lahavcha, and therefore it got torn a little bit. He wants to turn it around. Sheyasa ata hakesher beketzah acher. He wants to now make the knot with the far side of the strap, so the side that was severed will be the end of the strap. Also, you cannot flip it around. El etzarich lasas hakesher, you make the knot ba'kotzah shenifzak hasham with the same side. Because the area of your straps that are closer to the tefillin itself are holier, and you cannot demote them in holiness. Similarly, as it relates to the straps of your tefillin, you cannot flip it over to take the part that was in the strap to make it away from the knot that's next to your head and make it lower down. You can't do that.
There's other halachas of tashmishei kedusha, items that serve objects of holiness. They may not be used for mundane purposes. Thus, kis shalasoy la'achzik boy tefillin, a pouch that was designated to hold tefillin, the gam hechaziku boy, and then did hold the tefillin at least one time. So again, it has to hold it at least one time. Shuv osur leishtamish bekis zeh. You cannot now use this bag, davar shel chulin, to use it for any mundane matter, to carry any bags you might need it to carry with. Sif yud tes. Okay, that's a lack of tashmisha kedusha, never to misuse something which is designated for holiness. Now we're going a little bit. We're going to be going off topic shortly. At the very minimum, tefillin must be worn during the recitation of Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. People make a mistake. It has to be worn for both of those. Ein la'achleitz es tefillin. One should not remove his tefillin ad acher kedushas uval etzion. After we say Uval Etzion, Kishaimer Yiratzin Shenishmer Chukecha. When you say the words at the end of Uval Etzion, which say Yiratzin Shenishmer Chukecha, which refer to may be or will be observed your decrees. And over there, there's a part which sounds like a bracha that some might have said when they take off their tefillin. We do not make a bracha when we take off our tefillin. But in that area, there sounds like a bracha that we would say when we take off our tefillin. So therefore, he says that's when a person should take the tefillin off. But Malkim Shenoigin, those places who have the custom should be Yoyim Kriya Sefer Torah, that on the day of Sefer Torah reading, Ein Machzinu Sefer Torah at Acher Kedush Uval Etzion, that we do not put the Sefer Torah back until after Uval Etzion, which is Nusach Sfard, Ein Chalzin, and not Nusach Ashkenaz, Ein Chalzin as a tefillin, then don't take off your tefillin, Achi Yachzir as a Sefer Torah Lehechol, until the Sefer Torah is put back in the Aron Simon Ladover. And the way to remember that is based on a Pasuk says, Vayavar Malkum Lifneim Vashem Baroshem. Their king will pass before them with Hashem at their head. What does that refer to? The king refers to the Sefer Torah, which Hashem at their head, it refers to the tefillin. As we already said, Hashem on our head, it refers to the tefillin. So that when the king passes before them, the tefillin should still be on their heads. I mean, the king, when the Sefer Torah is passing in front of them, you should always have the tefillin still on your head. Ubiyam Shiesh Mila, on the day where there's a bris mila in shul, Ein Lachleitz Ad Acher Mila, we should not take off our tefillin until after the bris. Because a bris is an ois of our Yiddishkeit, and our tefillin is an ois, and we should be connecting these two oisias together. We should take off our tefillin before the tefillah of Musaf, and Bechol HaMoed Sukkos, Kulam Chelsim Kedem Hallel. Everybody who would wear a tefillin on Chol HaMoed, obviously the kids are talking about people who would wear the tefillin on Chol HaMoed, they take off their tefillin before Hallel Bechol HaMoed Pesach, Azir Chelsim Kedem Hallel. And on Chol HaMoed Pesach, they take it off before Hallel, Vashlech Tzibur Acher Hallel. Interestingly, he says that the Chazan would take off his tefillin after Hallel. Again, I just want to point that over here that he seems to be going with the minhag that people would wear their tefillin during Chol HaMoed. Another thing is he also very surprisingly lenient as to relates when a person should take off their tefillin. He says you can take off your tefillin after Uval Etzion or after the Sefer Torah is put back. And he doesn't say until the very end of Uval Etzion, but rather when a person says the Yirotz and Shnish Meru Kecha, a person should take off their tefillin. I just want to mention parenthetically, the Mishnah Berurah says that on Rish Chodesh, that's when a person should take off their tefillin. I do try to be makbid on that, unless I'm in a public setting where people will think I'm taking off my tefillin early, and I don't want to encourage anyone taking off their tefillin early. Everyone should have a day full of hatzlacha and baracha.